Cats in a Medically Supportive Role, Part 2. My husband has always been very fond of cats as well. He's always found them therapeutic, as his own mum and dad split up rather badly when he was 25 years old, and he took the entire situation and reacted to it as though he were only 5. So it is with regret that I tell you how he never spoke to his mother until I came along 13 years later, during which time Whitey adopted him and the other truck drivers in their company. I talk about this time for him extensively in my book, Ami Desha. See link here for your copy. Whitey helped him through this painful time in his life. He had his mother on a pedestal, but when she chose another man to share her life with, his heart was completely broken. It was a painful time for both he and his dad, who worked together, and each of them found it difficult to cope except through work and more work. So when the angel cat, Whitey, wandered into their lives, their emotions became calmer, and over time they were able to work through the heartbreak with much needed comfort that came to them through their newfound friend, Whitey the cat. When Keith married us, and I say us because I came as a package deal with 3 ready-made children, we had a cat called Mottle. How he loved our cat, oh, and us, of course, and Mottle took to him as though they had been friends for life. We had had Mottle since before my youngest had been born. Therefore, Mottle must have been at least 7 years old when Keith entered the scene. He had gone past the kitten age and was very much an adult cat, soft and furry, playful and yet thoughtful. She was very affectionate, and I say was because her last moments of life were jumping up into his arms only to collapse halfway to her goal, back onto the floor, having suffered a stroke in that last jump. And that is the end of part 2.